This is the Taney County Commission, Monday, March 19th, 2012. It is our preliminary study meeting wherein we go by accounts payable, payroll, journal entries, orders of business for the day, prior minutes, etc., and or take public comment until 9 o'clock, at which time we will formally call the County Commission meeting to order to discuss those items that we have been going over. So we will be doing that for the next half hour.
That's what you want.
I'd love to have a cup of coffee. How about you, Jeff? Sure. All righty. How are you today, Lynn? Spend there on a 90-day period.
Melissa has that document. She sent this out. Ozark tires?
Zarco tires.
Okay.
I chance to drive down Birmingham. I have not been down that road. And I did that yesterday afternoon, which is up here, outside of Forsyth, on the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Subdivision.
The new area, the road we... Is that from the children?
And down at the end, it just... I mean, trees are laid over. It went that far. If you look across the bluff, over in the lower Kazemo area, you can see the two houses that are just level to them. That's amazing.
You said there's two notes meetings?
I'm sorry?
You said there's two meeting minutes?
Yes.
All right.
This in itself looks like it's almost a full-time job.
Oh, I checked out. There's a smoke here. Should be a credit. Should be a credit for this.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know what the credit is, but I checked out.
I saw there were two bills. One was for the preceding day, and one was for... Okay, so that means that that's going to get your credit back, and then that's why you can... Not a problem. Right?
Yeah, no, I checked out. There's a smoke here.
What I do when I get there. I don't think what I tell them.
Now I'll come in for them.
What time is the rain supposed to start today, Lynn?
I believe it started on Eastern Heading
Town. Well, it sounds like
at least the western part of the state's going to be in for it for the next 2 days, today and tomorrow. And maybe us. Talking about Jim needs to be. Discovered.
Okay.
I wonder if it's in the Constitution differently.
It was actually discovered when someone was going to file for the new House seats. Research to figure out. Then they start making comments about, you know, everyone else has to live in their district for X amount of months prior to signing up for election. And in this statute, it says you have to be resident the day you sign up. So that's why it was such a big deal.
This is written. It says each commissioner elected from a district shall be resident of the district from which such commissioner is elected. So you can interpret it to mean
right.
The day you were elected. On the other hand, it says a resident of the county. Is that the day you're elected? That means should both apply.
You want some coffee?
No, thank you. No, I'll take a cup if you come back, yeah.
a corral and a herd of cats, right? Or herd of cats.
Is that the one that we had held previously that was O'Reilly's?
Mary, I told you there's a credit?
Five rides. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that was. Mm-hmm. My question is, the 3286 one stayed, which was like 2,500.
Okay.
Two hotel rooms the same night. And they put me in a smoke room, and I checked out of one hotel, and there's another hotel. They never credited me the first hotel.
On some date, but later in the... Right here.
Yes. The nice guy said so.
Helen, if you're listening, both of those warrants were approved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I hit over there, you know, Jim tries to go over and cool it.
Danny can tackle it.
Okay, we've got a letter of support for Housing First Scattered.
through this for Danny? The non-credit card?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything.
The thing that I was going to look at was...
It's just almost impossible.
Pretty much. I mean, she tells. That's why I go in there and talk to her. She knows if there's any good questions.
Good morning.
Am I just early?
What are we doing with you?
Alan, we're
how
not.
Did first...
Yeah, I need a letter.
That's important. 905, you'll get that.
Very good.
We are requesting, however, sir, that you check all weapons at the door.
Okay, I got you. No, I'm not after you guys.
Well, that makes one.
I may be in the minority.
I think you are.
Did I see where your mom and dad have been married now for how many years?
70 years.
My goodness, 70 years.
Yep, can't believe they made that. So, they just lived up the hill from me, you know, so they built a house same time of New Year just to be fairly close. And both of them are still cooking right along. Mom can't remember too much, but, like 10 minutes ago.
I understand that. Why did you look at me when you said that?
That's a key to get married.
I've got the microphone on. I can say what you said. I can quote you directly if you like.
Oh. I was going to ask you before we get into... the open meeting, I would like to adjust the agenda this morning to discuss, have a discussion about the upcoming rainfall that's predicted. Can we do that?
Why don't we just have a discussion right now? You want to have that discussion? You want to wait till after 9? I mean, the whole meeting's not going to last but 20 minutes.
Well, It's not posted, and that's what I was wanting to do, is because we need to, I think this county commission plus the city of Branson needs to get in touch with the Corps and see if they won't start releasing some water if they're going to fill Beaver and Rock Lake.
There was an email a couple weeks ago that says that the lake is 8 feet fuller than it was a year ago, and it's because that surcharge is owned by the electric company. And if there's no demand, the Corps has no authority over that that certain elevations. And because it was such a mild winter, they have purchased it, and they only release it when there's a demand.
So would the liability for flooding fall on their shoulders?
They own that, and they can't.
Is that who we could sue?
The Corps cannot do anything with that level elevation.
What do you mean?
Maybe that level's under the top level.
I can tell you what elevation it is. But there was an email sent out.
I want to have this. The reason I mentioned this is to bring this up maybe in our meeting to talk so that.
We can do that at the staff departmental update, road and bridge storm update, et cetera. Would that work?
That'll work. That's 11:30. I just wanted to get it on there before then, but that's all right.
Keep hitting it. People keep talking about it. We're good for another minute.
Well, I understand what Jim's saying, but there's consequences to this that we don't want to go through again. As a matter of fact, we're having I think there's a construction meeting this morning about the fill at KDOT. You know, we got a permit last week after 4 years.
Right.
And so...
But, Denny, I think we can talk about the weather and we can talk about warning people, but to talk about policy, we need to...
Yeah.
And that would be a policy of the Corps.
Okay. So that's...
Don't you agree? I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, March 19, 2012, to order. I'd like to call on Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Rick, would you come to the microphone?
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we just thank you for the many blessings you give us. Thank you for the wonderful weather we've been having, and we thank you most of all for your Son that you sent it up on a cross for us, dear Lord. We just, again, love you for the great gifts that you give us, and we just pray that you would just accept that. We pray that you would give us guidance this morning in each and everything that we do, decisions we make. We just pray that you watch over us, watch over our families. Be with the whole Taney County, Lord. And then we also pray for those that are in state level, federal level, all those, that you would just give them guidance. We pray to the Lord for those that might be in harm's way, that you'd watch over them and give them guidance and just bring them home safely. Again, we pray that you would just give us the wisdom to make the decisions you want us to make. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Rick. Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes March 9th and March 12th with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve prior commission meeting minutes of March 9th and March 12th with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks number 328305 through 328353. Warrants 5597, 5598, and 5599. Two transfers, one from Building and Ground to Road and Bridge and from Transfer Station to Road and Bridge.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 328305 through 328353. Warrants 55, 97, 98, and 99, and two journal entries as listed. Discussion.
Jim, did you find the credit you guys were looking for?
We are going to open it. It's not in there, so I got it. It's a different process.
Okay. All right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Housing First Scattered Site Support Letter. Alan. Alan, when you come to the podium, if you would give your name for the record.
Yes, I'm Alan Catron, CEO of Christian Associates, and we have requested a letter of support from the County Commission for a Housing First Scattered Site contract or grant, rather, from the from the Missouri Housing Trust Fund. The grant's not a real large one, but it will help support with the staff and a lot of those people, the staff, a lot of our clients are from Taney County, so we ask for your support on that.
Gentlemen, I'd like to read the support letter, if I could. Addressed to the Missouri Housing Development Commission, to whom it may concern. We would like to extend our full support for Christian Associates' efforts to obtain financial funding through the Housing First Scattered Site, HFSS, grant application. Upon acquiring this funding, Christian Associates will be able to continue their work in preventing homelessness in our community. Previously, they have utilized Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program, the HPRP funding, to assist Taney County citizens, which is no longer available. However, the need for financial help for those who are homeless or are at risk of becoming homeless is even greater than ever. Many have lost jobs and sources of income in our area recently as a result of the tornado, which destroyed homes and businesses on February 29, 2012. Our participation with Christian Associates spans the many years that we've been an active part of the Table Rock Lake area. We're very grateful to them for the work they have done to assist the citizens of Taney County. The funding of the Housing First Project will have a substantial economic benefit for our county. We recommend that Christian Associates' grant application be approved.
Motion to approve the Support letter.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the support letter for the Christian Associates 2012 Missouri Housing Trust Fund application. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And while I sort of have the floor, I just want to kind of comment on the fact that we've had about 20 families come in from the tornado. That's 50%. About 20 came from Stone County also. But what's interesting is a lot of people started calling Friday for additional help this week because Red Cross is backed out at this point on their funding levels. And also a lot of the resorts that people have been staying in need the facilities for their business. So we're going to see quite a few more come up on that, it looks like, in the near future. So.
Thank you, Alan. And thank you for all the work you do. Do me a favor, please, and tell your parents I said hello.
I sure will.
Are you satisfied with this? Are you good with that?
Okay. I was, too. I just, you could write a lot about the resolution and got to fix something.
Yeah.
Next order of business is the Branson Centennial Resolution. Gentlemen, want to make comments ahead of time, or would you like me to read the resolution?
You can just read the resolution. It's fine.
Go ahead. Whereas the city of Branson is located at the mouth of Roark Creek and the White River, and whereas Branson was incorporated as a town in 1912 and named after Reuben S. Branson, who was Branson's first postmaster, and whereas Branson started out as an industrial center that planned to generate trainloads of logs, lumber, and other manufactured goods with the coming of the White River Railway, and whereas the Power Site Dam was completed in 1913, which formed Lake Taneycomo and helped to shift Branson's priorities from logging to tourism, and whereas Branson became a popular and inexpensive vacation spot for families in nearby cities and neighboring areas, and whereas in recent years Branson has undergone tremendous growth in population and in tourism with major events happening such as the completion of the Table Rock Dam, Harold Bell Wright's novel The Shepherd of the Hills, the lighting of the Adoration Christmas scene, followed by the Adoration Parade and Branson's first show, the Bald Knobbers Jamboree. And whereas after 100 years, the city of Branson has continued to grow to 10,520 residents and has become known as the live music show capital of the world that draws in over 8 million visitors per year. And whereas the Taney County Commission wishes the city of Branson continued growth and success, now therefore the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri does hereby proclaim April 1st, 2012 as City of Branson Centennial Day in Taney County, Missouri, and urges all citizens to join in the special observance. So resolved this 19th day of March, 2012.
Motion to approve resolution.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the resolution of the City of Branson Centennial Day. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I have one question.
Don, if you could come up, we'll need your signature on this. Go ahead, sir.
Is that presented as a certificate type?
Well, we're going to present it on April 1st in the frame.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Thank you. Nikki, before you go, we also had summer BOE, but we've got agenda request review. Do you want to run over that real quick?
I can. Late last week, I received a message from John Suti requesting some time to discuss Bull Shoals Lake Bore treatment plant option, transferring additional property on Dundee Road.
I saw that request. I hadn't reviewed all of it. Let me pull that up real fast.
Has he provided any information to us?
He did not. I pulled the email up just now. What I'd like to see is some supporting documentation before the meeting.
Okay. Before it's scheduled.
Before it's scheduled. Because I don't know. Yeah, if he could get, I mean, for me, if I could have something to review before we schedule to know, you know, what okay. All the details, that would be great.
For example, they're talking about a portion of the property that's owned over in Western Taney County and whether or not to place a
potential treatment plant
on it. Mm-hmm. Where on the property? What did they have in mind? Just give us something.
Site
ahead of time.
Some details so we can have it.
And on the secondary issue, any additional information that we weren't already given that would want to cause us to discuss that?
Solid Waste Management District report from Mr. Scott Starrett. He's the delegate that's been attending the meetings.
I had asked that she bring this forward. It refers to the recycling of computer parts, several things, including computer parts and all these kind of things, and I thought it should be brought before the County Commission.
He is available on Thursday.
That's fine. Donna, did you bring additional copies of calendar for us to look at when we bring up BOE? Would you do that, please? I left my calendar upstairs. Thank you.
Just to keep this in the forefront of your mind, board appointments and appointee for the Regional Economic Partnership in Taney County. Just kind of.
Can we put the appointee on Thursday? I submitted a name.
You submitted a name, yes.
Right. For a position.
You told me to bring this up for scheduling on Thursday, but I just wanted to remind you that it's coming.
I thought actually that it was for today, but I guess it was on Thursday that we had the board appointments because Mr. Houseman had brought up a name for Big Creek, which we've been looking for some time. I did check into that. That person does live in that location.
I've had zero conversations with him. It's just that his name had been given to me.
Okay, then I can check. I went as far as to talk to some of his family members to make sure that he lived in that particular location because of the way the township's laid there, and he does. So that would be something we could discuss.
Thursday? Board appointment?
So we've got Regional Economic Partnership. Mm-hmm. We've got Big Creek, P&Z.
Transportation.
Transportation. Anything else?
I thought that there was one more.
Park board? No, yes.
I don't know. We'll have to look on the... Jillian, I'd look in the book on...
Can I talk to Jillian?
Yeah, sure. Maybe you just said board appointments will...
And that should cover it.
Feel free to... Yeah, correct.
Okay. Last time I met with you, I told you that the library board wanted to meet with you regarding election dates and tax referendum amounts and budgets. Sir Kleinfelter has submitted information. I have the documentation here. I have emailed it to all of you gentlemen.
I saw it this morning, reviewed it. I think they provided three different budgets, mm-hmm. a 15, an 18, and a 20 cent, and then a summary sheet from the state, if I'm not mistaken, what the state recommends spending levels to be on based off of a levy. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it was submitted to us. I think Amy sent it to us.
Yes.
You or Amy sent it to us on mm-hmm. Thursday or Friday, so yes. I've seen it.
That wasn't the email, though. The email had one specific amount, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, I didn't get the other email. Or did
well, there's that email had an attachment. The attachment had three tabs on the bottom of it, which was 2018 and 15. Do you have a printout of it?
Yes.
Yeah, but they have a. They're wanting to meet with us to promote and amount. Is what
they're
I was told.
30 to 45 minutes.
I think they want to discuss all. They want to have a discussion. I haven't all talked three. To any board members, but they want to talk about all three. Because I guess there's been discussion or comments that they're concerned that they'll be underfunded or overfunded. So they just wanted to provide three different levels of budgets.
Okay, can you just give me a copy of this before I have my meeting with them? All right.
Well, let's just bring it up Thursday and then give Danny a chance to review. And
schedule we can, it for Thursday?
No. I'm saying let's bring it up again Thursday for us to have a conversation. I mean, obviously everyone needs to be prepared for a meeting.
Put it on agenda review for Thursday.
Yeah.
Collector's annual settlement.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Jim, have you spoken with whoever you were going to speak with about SREP, what we're going to do?
I did not. I did not.
I'll just remind you of that again.
Yep. Please hold on.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. James and Donna, could you join us? And whomever else. Next order of business, we were just going to finish our initial scheduling for summer BOE, or BOE, I guess, being held in the summer. Thank you.
I had my other one marked.
Thank you, man.
I did, too. We were, but I left it upstairs. We had discussed the possibility of moving this back a week, correct? Into June?
Yes, and I talked to Randy Turley, and he said that's not what the statute said when we became first class.
Okay. What did the statute say when we became first class?
July 1st. 138090.
Jim, would it be too much to ask for you to call that up? We can take a quick look at that. So, there is no leeway giving to beginning earlier,
but
and there is no leeway given to ending later than July 31st.
He doesn't even turn the book over till July 1st. We couldn't really have a meeting before July 1st anyway. He has until July 1st to turn the book over.
True. But if he turns the book over prior to that, correct?
That's correct, and in this year of... non-reassessment, you know, we don't have that much work to have the actual
right.
book for 2012 ready.
But one of the things we're going to be addressing, obviously, is the residences that were damaged in the tornado.
Yes.
And possibly, and we really need to have that discussion, commercial property.
Yes, we do.
I know and have at least visited Missouri law regarding that. I just have a real argument with
him. What was the statute again? 138,
180?
090. 090. It's like 180 is something different.
Doesn't that make sense?
It does. I was like, that, it's not gelling what you're saying here. Except as provided in subsection 2. That could qualify. Don't you think it could qualify?
Wait a minute. This is after.
Huh. No. It clearly says first Monday of the month, of July.
They had give us leniency the first 2 or 3 years because the statutes had some conflicts in them, but once they got those straightened out, they locked us into 138090.
I'm not sure how we started early last year.
Well,
we started early.
What James is explaining to you, before they got the law straightened up, they hadn't dealt with first-class counties. They dealt with everybody else but first-class counties. So we had part of the statutes that they had amended and part of them they hadn't. So we had conflicting dates, so they had give us recommendations on how to do it.
Until they for non-first-class counties, can they begin earlier if they choose to do so?
I haven't read them.
The book turned over May 15th.
Right.
So, yes, they can.
May 15th. And that used to be the 31st, right?
Right. We used to meet on the 31st or the first day of June.
Right.
Whatever. And we could meet during the month of June because the clerk had some reports actually due by the 21st of June or something, at that time in third class status.
Is that like the 11 or 11A or something?
11.
11.
Yeah. And, but that all changed when, not when we became first class, it can't, but it was changed by law about 3 years
SB 711.
Yeah.
There was a lot of good things in that law, wasn't there?
There was really some great things. In fact, many of them will not be settled for our lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. You have the ability, or do you not have the ability, to work with taxpayers if they come in and you find something amiss prior to BOE?
Not in the even numbered year.
James, if you assess me for two houses on my property and I've only got one and I come to you, I want you to take one of them off. Can you do that?
No, we put a request in.
And then it comes for BOE. Is that right?
Any odd-numbered year, I could take it off prior to July 1st.
Well, they handicap you, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And us.
You can do all your parcel occupancy ahead of time, though.
Well, yeah. Given that, may I suggest that we work every day, except during the one conference, long hours, to facilitate this. If Danny's not here, or I'm not here, or Jim's not here, or one of the other two members is not here, we continue on. Well, I mean, I don't see that we have any latitude.
And I have down from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., as what you had suggested before. Is that different?
What was it, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Obviously, you're not booking the 4th of July, obviously.
Yeah.
This would include the Mondays and the Thursdays in our normal commission meeting.
Why don't we schedule Monday County Commission potentially in the morning from our regular commission until noon so that we can take care of county business, and then all the rest of the week, including Thursday, would be BOE. Is that a possibility?
That's fine.
So from 1 until 7 p.m.
On the 2nd and the 3rd.
On the 2nd
and? The 2nd. And then the 3rd, 5th. I'm just saying, I guess the 6th you're saying also, is that right? You're saying every day, Ron?
Well, I'm just making a suggestion. If you guys want something different, that's we need to talk about it. I don't know how we're going to accomplish what we need to get done. Now, I realize we're going to have a large volume of individuals that come to you, and then you're going to have recommendations for us. For me, that's going to be an easy decision, and it's going to move quickly because you're the assessor. But on the other hand, for those people who don't come to you ahead of time, and there'll be a number of them, then we need to meet with them.
I'm a little confused on this. I've been here through all these. I've only missed two meetings during the entire 7 years. Then you turn around and the even numbered years, we don't have the load that we have throughout the other times.
But I'm just listening to what they're telling us.
What's going to
cause
the
difference? I was told there were 1,700 meetings 2 years ago.
I think the reason for that was because of the decision made in 2009. I think that's what...
Help me with that. What was
that? 2009 affected 10.
Okay. I think that's what happened. In 2009, there was a motion to decrease all increases by 50%, not just those who'd applied, had requested a BO meeting, but all increases had been decreased by 50% except for new construction. And so that caused a lot of inequality, and so then we had so many appointments in 2010, I believe, is the biggest reason for that.
James, do you and Donna anticipate we're going to see that this year, or is it going to be less?
It's going to be less this year. The only problem we have is people has to take the step into the BOE to go on to the state, and the state will hear a case in an even-numbered year based on the odd-numbered year value. Now, they won't go back. The state, when they're ruling, will not go back and decrease or increase the odd-numbered year, but they will use the value as of January 1, 2011, to set 2012. But you can't go on to the state without appealing to the BOE first. It's kind of a formality step in the even-numbered year.
I think you're going to have people who didn't come to BOE in 2011 that are going to come this year.
Based on decisions made by the 2011 BOE.
I'm sure some of that will have an effect.
Yes.
And I think some of it is...
Does it make more sense for us to establish our hours 8 to 5 and then increase it as necessary?
I don't even know how many appointments we have. Have you looked at that? Only 5 so far? Five so far. Those are the ones who've actually contacted. They're done paperwork, right?
Those are the ones we've received paperwork on.
Paperwork on.
We've probably sent out 15 to 20
each. Yep. And we've advised everyone to contact the clerk's office by May 15th. So you have a huge list that will not even be contacting your office till May 15th because that's standard of closing of the book.
And the way we've handled this in the past, Ron, is we've taken a certain time frame. And we've always allowed us an hour or even more for a decision-making process for what's taking place during the day, that day. That's been since you've been here, Jim, is that we would do from 8 to 4 or from 8 to... and we'd have an hour of that before we ever took an appointment to review what we had the day before so we could keep up with everything. And like I said, on these even number years, I don't look for it to be that great a number. I may be wrong, but I don't look for it to be that great a number. And I think that if we allow ourselves some work time where we don't hear case, and then at the end of the day we don't have any time for decision, on the ones that are questionable. Sometimes we do the decision right while the person's here. But the others, if we wait until we have a work session and do the decision.
What hours do you suggest we start with?
Well, I don't think there's any need in having 7 to 7 myself. I think we start at 8 o'clock and end the appointments at 4, and then we can have a discussion.
Let me ask you a question. When the book's being turned over to July 1st, which is basically a Sunday, so you're going to turn them over technically on Monday?
I'll turn them over on Friday.
On Friday,
Thursday,
okay.
Friday.
Is there really going to be anything on the 2nd? We'll have those 5 cases. Is there really going to have...
Well, we have to meet that first day no matter what.
Okay, so we're meeting this...
July 2nd, no matter what, then.
Yeah, we have to meet that day.
I would just like to load the calendar up in the front half, then the back half of the calendar.
We try that. It doesn't always work. And that is one of the things we need to establish is your cutoff day for applications, because statutorily it is still
third Monday in June.
Okay.
Do you know what statute that is so he can see?
It followed SB 11. I don't know where it's at, though.
Well, so it's the third Monday of June is when your cutoff time is.
Which doesn't make any sense because why don't we load everything?
Why don't we look at trying the suggestion of 8 to 4 with the exception of Mondays, which would be 1 to 4. And if we stay later to work, obviously we could do that on the items that we need to take care of following the appointments.
Okay.
And fill it up through the 12th and then the 19th and 20th and just leave it. Just shoot for that. Does that make sense?
Okay, you said the 19th. You'll be back on the 19th?
I'll be back on the 18th.
Okay, you fly back on the 18th?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I've got closed the 13th through the 18th. No meetings.
And then we have to meet one last day at the end of the month, which is probably the 27th. Is that when we're trying to wrap this thing up?
Well, we technically have to meet the last, which would be the 31st.
So don't do
if
the 27th.
If you don't meet, then by action, you're done. But if you have an appointment, you have to hear it.
We have every year we've met the last day.
I know.
So then, then I would say, I agree, Ron, let's leave the 23rd to the 30th, no BOE. The 31st, we do BOE.
2nd through the 12th, 19th and 20th, and the 31st.
Yes. If we can get away with not doing the 19th and 20th, that's all the better to push people forward. But, I mean, I'm thinking you're right. I'm thinking the 09 action.
Well, the county clerk is going to appreciate this if we could do that because of the election that she's got to run the following Tuesday.
Sure.
And that's a major undertaking.
Yeah. I think the big issue, too, is for the media. Let's see.
They're gone.
They're gone right now. But to get to the people, the fact that we have no authority over the commercial properties in Taney County by Missouri law and by Missouri statute, we have a decision-making process over the residential, thanks to this county commission or prior county commissions by adopting the occupancy law.
What I'd like to do is take another step, James, and I'd like us to work with council on developing a letter or a handout placard that we could have here for people when they come and they could read that, they could see the quote of where the law is found and how our hands are tied in those areas that they are tied. I mean, that would save a lot
of... We're already getting many calls of people that's just absolutely... A voice of disbelief that the law...
I'm right there with them.
We've already got information on the web, on our website, about what they can and cannot do. That's been reviewed by council 2 times. So we can have that reviewed by council again and add the commercial specifically. And also, do you want parcel occupancy explained on that so that people who have had their property destroyed can come to you?
Yeah, yes, they should know that, but that's great.
Well,
we get lots of, but having it posted would be great.
Yeah, okay.
So, but they need to come prior to...
Jim, that's on our website if you want to show that to Frank whenever you go into your executive session.
No, we have people, I've already had 2 people call that it was going to be appealing their property anyhow based on January 1, 2011. But their property is totally destroyed now.
Okay.
All right, so you got your dates then.
Now.
We need an appointment issue. The last day for us to currently set appointments is the third Monday in June. Well, that's the statute that's out of whack because we don't even get the books. In other words, James could technically do an increase notice, not this year, but he could do an increase notice that last week of June, and the cutoff day would already be over with for them to set up an appointment. So that's
do we have to set a date, or can we just take appointments?
Can we take appointments till
July 4th? We always had a cutoff date. That way we can tell people, I'm sorry you've come too late. your
here's what.
Otherwise, I will tell you, your bigger companies, your attorneys and all that will wait to the last day.
Here's what I think. I think that when people know that there's a BOE and the press does an article about BOE, which they will do when we meet that first week, mm-hmm. that following the 4th, the paper will come out, I'm assuming, on the 5th. It might come out on the 3rd. I don't know how they do that. But people are going to be aware. Do we want to do it that late, like the 6th of July, allows everyone to know, or do we want to do it sooner?
On the cutoff day?
Yes, that's what I'm asking about. James?
I would say that I would go up to July 1st when the book's turned over. Because anyone that is, they will get their notices on the new subdivisions being created.
New construction.
And all the new construction, and which... new subdivisions is not related to new construction, but they'll have their notice.
What about if we go to July 2nd because the 1st falls on Sunday?
That's fine. Okay.
July 2nd, 5 p.m. Is that all right with everybody?
Okay. And can we get a date when you're going to be the last day you're going to send out increased notices?
No. We don't know when that will occur because that's...
Well, then again...
It's all workload.
If you send one out the last week of July, they don't receive it in the mail until the 7th day of July.
In the number of year.
It's not increases. It's a piece of vacant farmland, say, per se, that has been divided into a subdivision. My mappers are working. They've got quite a workload going on, and then all of a sudden it becomes a subdivision. The value changes from
late
to res.
I understand.
So we have those. When we use the word increase notice, sometimes increase notice can mean...
Well, or new
things.
Construction.
Yeah.
Somebody's added on a garage. Their value goes up. It doesn't say the same. Am I right, or do you have to wait until the next year?
No. The occupancy law helped on that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So he could have somebody who owned a three-bedroom house and they added two more bedrooms onto it. That's going to cause an increase in value. So those people...
But our setting the date makes no difference on that. We set it that the second day of January... Their work to be done has nothing to do with us setting the BOE date.
July,
I mean.
As long as the citizens, from the last appointment, from the last increase notice he sends out, you have time for the mail to get to those people so they know they can contact us.
July 2nd, 5 p.m.
Okay.
We have the latitude to change that if we want, right?
Well, if I hear from somebody that they got an increase notice late, then we'll have to let you know.
Send Donna one on the 1st.
I'm sure you will now.
And those appointment dates that we have cut off on, and there the time, that's adjustable also. We can fill those dates if that becomes necessary.
Earlier in the year, did we also appoint our two other board members?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you kept the same two, didn't you?
Yeah. Donna, would your office send out a copy of our tentative schedule? Also with the knowledge that we'll be sworn in on the 2nd at 1 o'clock.
And it's so important for the taxpayer to know there any appraisal brought forth or any argument of value brought forth has to be based on January 1, 2011. Because we know what the economy has done since then, July or for 2011, 2012 is unrelated, and your decision-making process by statute is to guide you to January 1, 2011. So it's very important that they know that when they're hiring an appraiser to establish value.
And so you're going to get with your attorney to have him review. What we can do with commercial property?
No, what I was talking about earlier was, what was that?
Well, we were going to put a notice out of that we can't do anything with commercial property, but I thought you were going to talk to your attorney first before we put that in. Just ask it. Okay.
Be sure and use the word natural disaster in front of that. That's where the statute.
Natural disaster.
We are scheduled for executive session 10 minutes ago. Do you have any other questions? Thank you, James. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
As soon as those appointments come into you, will you get those to us as to scheduling?
Yeah, we'll get them to everybody as fast as we can. Thank you.
I would entertain a motion to go into executive session for a legal update.
Motion to go into executive pursuant to 610.21.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We are scheduled, Lynn, for a staff.